You know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yeah, in the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop here in Asheville. Shelley, Wright's Coin Shop is usually closed on Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes.
How do you treat Belshare Weekend? He's still open. You were open yesterday.
Yes, okay. Yes, but it was a little slow. It's usually pretty slow on Friday for Belshare. Everybody wants to go downtown.
Mm-hmm. And so, what's happening at Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Gold and silver are still falling a bit, so it's still a buyer's market, and we're still having a hard time trying to keep things in stock, but we're trying hard.
Well, as you know, I go to you first thing for my gold and silver and scrapping needs.
Right, right.
And you definitely pay more than anybody else in town.
Thank you, yes.
So if there are people listening out there and times are tough, they need to get a little extra money, maybe it's time to take that old high school ring or something and come see you.
Come see us. Come see us, definitely. we don't buy scrap. We don't buy the jewelry. But if you will call us, we can recommend some reputable places. But definitely, if you have gold or silver coins or collector coins, foreign or U.S., come see us.
And how can people find Shelley Wright at Wright's Coin Shop?
They can come and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. It's about 10 minutes away from where the old location was on Tunnel Road across from the mall. Or you can call me at 828-298-5402.
Again, write that down, my friends. It is 828-298-5402. And sometimes people just come by Wright's Coin Shop and they just drop off odd things because they hear you on this program.
Right.
And they know that, you know, for example, I don't want to get into this too much tonight, but I think it might have been while we were in Transylvania or something, somebody came by Wright's Coin Shop and dropped off a bag that had some mysterious objects with a card about organite.
Yes.
And again, we'll talk more about this on a future program, but you know, those who know what Oregon is know that it's a very odd area of study. It's about energy and how energy changes and cleanses things and capacitance and all that. But you just never know what you're going to pop up and find there at Wright's Coin Shop.
It's amazing the things people bring.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's always fun.
So, all right. We've got this stack of material here, all Dark 30 stuff. And let me just remind you, turn off the radio if you're easily offended, if there are children around, because, you know, this is the time. It's late at night, and we kind of keep you informed on the things that some people are sometimes offended by the nature of the content. The first one I have here is from the UK, and it's about a bald man who decided to cure his baldness. And which before we even continue, I've always felt like, now of course I have hair, and they say it's genetic, that over time, you know, like my hairline's kind of receding a little bit, but that's cool because it makes me look sort of sinister, right? No, not really. But I've always thought that, like, if I started going bald, I would not be that worried about it. You've seen me. I've shaved all my hair off many times just for convenience. Don't women kind of like that bald, tough guy, Bruce Willis kind of look sometimes, Shelley?
Sometimes, yeah. They do.
You seem hesitant. You like hairy men, don't you?
I am one of these people that, you know, I know that a lot of times men are very self-conscious when they start going bald, and I think most women don't care. You know, if you've got hair, that's great. If you don't have hair, that's great too. Just embrace whatever it is.
As long as you have a lot of money, you're fine, right, Shelley?
No.
Well, how about men who have a really hairy back? I hear that women are sometimes a little bit off put by that.
Sometimes they are.
A Wolverine type stature.
Right.
Do you like sideburns and lamb chops and all that kind of stuff?
Not so much.
I've always thought it'd be cool to grow some big Wolverine lamb chops. Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never done that, but I could. I could pull that one off. You could pull that off for us.
I could.
Maybe we should go in together and do like a good, you know, couple months of Wolverine facial hair. What do you think, Shelley?
Yeah, and see if your women will let you get anywhere close to them. That
we
beard, it's rough. It hurts. It scratches our faces.
That'll soften up after a while.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what you say.
It's got to. It's got to soften up some. Gravity goes to work on it, and, you know, it bends down, curls out a little bit. And then you just comb it when you wake up every morning. You comb it, maybe you even oil it up a little bit. You could grow it into your mustache like they used to do in the 1800s.
Wax it.
Yeah. That's the thing about my hair. I could never grow like a mustache with a big curly twisty ends, I don't think. My hair starts, it doesn't want to cooperate that much once it starts getting a little bit longer. Would you like that, Shelley, though, like a big Chef Boyardee?
No.
With some twirls on the end?
No.
Never been with a man who has that, huh?
No.
It's one of the simple joys of being a man. We can write our name in the snow, and we can grow things like that.
Wow. You know, the simple pleasures
you
men enjoy.
So, back to the news story.
Alrighty, then.
Guy decides to take this pill in the UK to help his baldness. And apparently these things, sometimes they have, you know, hormones and whatnot. So he claimed that after he started doing this, his chest began to develop into nice, soft breasts. And his hips began to widen. And he kind of liked this. And so he started calling himself Mandy and wearing women's clothes, and now he's decided to go all out and get a full-blown sex change.
I'm thinking that perhaps that was the intent to begin with.
Really?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Oh, I just want to grow a little bit of hair on my head,
He said, my rock-hard chest from the gym was softening. My shoulders were literally falling into a more feminine position. You know, everything, you know, so he starts putting on makeup. But now, here's the ironic thing. Now he's not worried about the baldness because he's wearing a blonde wig and tight dresses. Now, I don't know. They say the name of the, what he was using here. I don't want to put the name out there because I don't want to get sued by somebody who says, oh, we've lost $1 billion in sale after you read that. But this is from the Daily Mail in the UK. So I guess if you're going to do it, guys, if your intention is not to turn a little bit more feminine, you just want your hair back, be certain about what you're getting into and what you're putting into your body. Now let's go to China.
Rescuers in China produced a full operation to save a drowning lady from a river. They worked frantically for nearly an hour. There were about 1,000 curious, excited, anxious spectators gathering to watch. And so they say around 40 minutes or so, they finally retrieved a blow-up sex doll. And some people, believe it or not, covered their children's eyes, some of the spectators, when it became clear that this was a blow-up sex doll. Nobody knows exactly how it got there, why it got there, but that's an interesting prank. I can imagine a lot of different scenarios for how this thing ended up in the river. And all of you probably can as well. And there's no sense in fantasizing. But if you're going to jump in and risk your life to save a drowning woman, watch for a little bit first and see if she's just floating really, really well and not flopping around and screaming so much. That would be step number one, I guess. Do you remember on last week's program we talked about the guy who was stopped at an airport because he was packing something in his pants?
Yes.
And he says, yeah, I hold the world record for having the largest of, you know, it was a male part.
Oh, yes, I remember this story well.
Yeah. Well, now, in Portland, Oregon, a guy was going through the airport there, and he decided as a protest to the TSA process, he would make things very easy for him. A 50-year-old man, he just stripped down butt naked, said, here you go. Look, I'm not hiding anything. And, of course, he was quickly arrested, charged with disorderly conduct and indecent exposure. So this was his version of a protest. And I don't know. You know, people get naked for all kinds of purposes. And on one hand, you have to ask yourself, should we arrest people for being naked? I can understand why you might not want, you know, your kids or whatever to see naked people. But, you know, your kids know what naked people look like. I wonder if we make too big of a deal out of nudity in this country sometimes. But that does show that, you know, if a guy strips down naked, maybe in our culture, some marbles are not where they need to be. And who knows what else he could be up to. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a story from Tempe, Arizona about a werewolf on the loose. And, of course, it didn't take us long. We're going to go to Florida after that and tell you something pretty sick that a guy was doing at the 7-Eleven. Perfect place. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the show where the unusual becomes usual. We call it Speaking of Strange. The Dark 30 Hour will continue right after this.
And start.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night, dark night. The neighborhood was changing, strangers moving in, a new boy before.
Hour on Speaking of Strange, the show that demonstrates the summit of man's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. A wild, spontaneous ride into this weird, surprising, and twisted world. Thanks for spending your evening with us as we share with you some of the more outrageous and controversial news as of late, not for children, not for the easily offended. If you have a connection to those types of issues, just, you know, turn off the radio. Come back next hour, because it is incumbent upon us to tell you just how twisted and bizarro things are getting. In the studio with producer Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright. And let me also remind you, once again, Bellshare Weekend, Asheville, North Carolina, becomes pretty crazy. And if you want to get out of the hustle and bustle and enjoy one of our ghost tours, check out the Haunted Biltmore Village Ghost Tour. And we'll give you a $2 per person discount for everyone in your group this weekend only. Go to hauntedasheville.com, and you'll find all the details there, hauntedasheville.com. All right, Tempe, Arizona. You know, I was talking about hairy men, Shelley.
Yes.
Guys that, if naked, as this man appeared to, well, yeah, he was, if naked, as this man was, is so hairy, he looks like a werewolf, running through a Tempe neighborhood and slamming himself against windows and doors and walls. That would be a little spooky, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
A big, crazed, hairy man with insanity in his eyes, slamming himself against windows and doors at night.
Full moon?
Could be. Could be. He was only 23 years old. And police, you know, quickly were able to find him. He was a pretty obvious disturbance. They got him in an alley. And after they arrested him, he told police that he had ingested bath salts. And they took him to a local hospital for medical treatment and then to jail. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine a few nights ago, and he told me that he has been in stores on two occasions when people who look a little wacky have come up to the clerk at the store and said, "Do you have bath salts?" He's literally watched this happen, and he knows that, you know, they're not looking for a pleasant tub-soaking experience. And what's really stupid about that is, it's my understanding, it's not literally bath salts that people are ingesting. You know, we dug into this a little bit on the show at one point, and it's my understanding that these are synthetic drugs of various kinds that are being cooked up in laboratories that happen to take on a white crystalline appearance similar to how bath salts look. And yet there are people who are taking it so literally, you know, they hear about all the horrible things that will happen to people, how violent and animalistic they become when they take bath salts, and they want to do this. They want to participate. They want to be a part of it. Maybe we should just start putting poison in bath salts to kill these people off. But that's disturbing when, you know, people want that experience. Even though we know that guy in Miami, as it turns out, who ate the other dude's face off, he didn't even have bath salts in his system. He only had some marijuana. And we know that doesn't make you, you know, devour people's faces. So this might be more of a mental phenomenon augmented by drugs. All right. Moving on. Next story comes from Bonita Springs, Florida. Comes from a 7-Eleven. Apparently, they're an 18-year-old man was sitting in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven just as a Coca-Cola delivery was being made. The 18-year-old man later told the cops that he looked and thought the Coca-Cola delivery guy was, quote, pretty cute, end quote. And so, sitting in the seat of his car, he began to operate something that was not his handbrake. Okay? I think we get the picture. He's applying his hand to something, and it's not the brake.
Was it the stick shift?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was a manual transmission. And so the Coca-Cola guy was called over to the window where he sees very plainly what's happening here. And the 18-year-old asked the Coca-Cola guy if he was interested in a, quote, quickie. And so Coca-Cola man, knowing you can't beat the real thing, turned down this invitation, and he called 911. So the guy was taken into custody. That is not acceptable.
No.
We don't tolerate that.
No.
Next story we have. Unless, Shelley, you think we should tolerate that. Do you?
I don't think we should tolerate that.
You know, you've never had that kind of a situation arise for you, have you?
No. Not that I am aware of.
And yet the Coca-Cola guy gets that.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Maybe you should be offended. Eugene, Oregon. A man has been breaking into quite a few homes in Eugene, Oregon. While, fortunately, the homeowners are away, simply so that he can watch porn on their computers. And they say, in some cases, various accessories were found left behind.
Ew.
Yeah, at the desktop or laptop, depending on the scenario, including towels and other things. And this guy, you know, I guess he was just, you know, overcome at certain times because he even left a cell phone behind. The cops finally found this guy based upon tracking him down. He's been charged with burglary, being a menace, all kinds of things, as he apparently well deserves in Eugene, Oregon. Next story we have here from Toronto, Canada. This is just weird. Let's see. I haven't read this thoroughly before, but it's my understanding here that strip clubs in Toronto are recruiting high school students to draw in teachers. I'm not sure what the law says about this, but we know this teacher-student thing, it got out of hand a long time ago. Maybe it's always been out of hand. And they started a recruitment to bring in the students, knowing that the teachers would soon follow. And now, you know, this has become a point of controversy, and there are people who are addressing this problem. We got to take a break. When we come back, another strip club story. This one's from Tampa, Florida. And then a related story from the UK. And then we get into something just really nasty, filthy stuff. It's the Dark 30 Hour. And we tell you about all the most just outrageous, ridiculous, offensive stuff that is hitting the news out there. It's your one-stop source for it. Here, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange, and we'll be right back. Speaking of strange, this is the hour when we dig into some of the more outrageous stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you have a connection to those scenarios, just, you know, check back in here next hour. We're giving you news stories that are real news stories so far as we can tell. And give you an indication of just how bizarro things continue to become in our country and the world in general. The paranormal is becoming more normal. And when I say paranormal, I'm not just talking about ghosts and aliens and Bigfoot. I mean things that are just plain out of the ordinary. Let me also remind you, August is going to be about 4 years since a pretty strange ghost video was captured at a local high school. Go check out some enhancements that I recently did on my website, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. Sunshinesimple.com, and you'll also see a link there to the Sunshine Simple solar generator. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the home at the lowest price, and I swear there was a guy who contacted us who listens to this show every week, and he said, I figured that there was no way these guys could offer the best generator for the lowest price. It's a radio show, they're hawking something, they're taking a cut, and he did, and then this is a very scientifically oriented guy. He did all the research, he took the challenge, and he said, I couldn't believe it, you guys are right, you're telling the truth. Yeah, we're telling the truth. That's because my team and I create the Sunshine Simple generator. So if you don't believe it, go do what that guy did. See for yourself. Do not wait until it's too late and you're sitting there in the dark. Go watch the free video at sunshinesimple.com. Here is a story from a place that has a lot to worry about with hurricanes and bad weather. Tampa, Florida. I said I had a strip club story for you. A guy in that area, he went into a strip club and left 3 hours later believing that he had spent $600. Wow, that was an expensive night out, huh? But these ladies, they're experts at getting into your wallet and sometimes literally getting their fingers in your pocket. A few days later, he checked his credit card account, found he was charged $50,000. $50,000. He has filed a lawsuit in Pinellas County against this club and even the bartender there because he says, you know, he wants the money back plus interest, attorney fees, court costs. You know, obviously everybody's saying it's impossible for this guy to spend $50,000 in a few hours. But now this guy's in this embarrassing position of having to, you know, admit that he even spent $600. Moral of this story is just take your cash into the strip club. When it's gone, it's time for you to leave. Don't hand your credit cards over to anything that looks wishy-washy or fishy. Now, I say that, and I'm going to be in the news next week. No, really, it's a silly thing. And that can happen to you anywhere. I went into a restaurant here in Asheville not too long ago, a perfectly well-known mainstream restaurant, and I gave my credit card, and I came out, and I get an email when my credit card is used, and there was a charge, and then there was another charge, and then I was like, what's going on? I think there was a rotten employee, you know, who was misusing that number. I had to cancel the credit card. I had to go in, talk to management, complain. They handled it well, but it just goes to show, anytime somebody has that card, they can do it. So keep that in mind. Here's a story from the United Kingdom. That's a story about a woman who is inspiring her daughter to be a prostitute. Her daughter's still a teenager, but her mother says, you know, I'm not going to say what her mother said. But her mother basically was implying that, you know, you're getting screwed regardless of where you work, that sort of thing, you know. Bosses, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And she's, you know, becoming very open about how that this is okay. This is something you should aspire to. So, there you go. You look pretty terrified, horrified, Shelley.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all kinds of names to call that mom.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good.
Aren't parents supposed to say stuff like, you can walk on the moon if you want to?
Yes.
You can be the president if you put your mind to it.
Yes.
But the reality is you are getting...
Yeah, that's right. That's the reality. Oh, man. Let's see here. Story from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. A man answered nature's call by stopping on the side of a road to defecate. Somebody came by, saw what was happening, took a picture of it, and now the guy is in trouble. What are you supposed to do if you're on the side of the road in the middle of Florida and you got to go, right?
Well, find a rest area.
Maybe you can't sometimes. I mean, I've never had to do that, but I can sympathize. I bet you can sympathize, Forrest, right?
I can.
Look at all the crap that's on the side of the road anyway.
You know, I am not sympathizing with this guy. You do not do this.
Sometimes you've just got to go.
Now I know what's going to happen to Shelley on the way home tonight. That 2012 instant karma is going to come back, and you're going to be Dark 30 material next weekend.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Okay. And we prefer video, by the way. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a woman was apparently shoplifting at a clothing store, she's shoplifting, and security guards get a hold of her, and they take her off to the office to await cops. There, the woman flipped out, started punching, biting, scratching. They're trying to hold on to her, but she wiggled her way out of her shirt, her blouse pretty much. And it says that she went roaring off through the parking lot and across the landscape with her female parts just swinging back and forth like medicine balls. And it was quite a dramatic sight for everybody who saw that. And they say, if you know anything about her whereabouts, call the cops there. Yeah, she got away. She wiggled away. Let's see. Gosh, we're running short on time. Look at this stack of stuff. This is just insane. Let's see what else we got here. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit here. Oh, yeah, listen to this. Guy is in trouble in Knoxville, Tennessee, for operating a chainsaw naked. Now, this sounds frightening right off the bat.
I was about to say, why would you even want to do that in the first place?
Yes. Where is the logic here? It says that neighbors looked out and saw this guy with his chainsaw roaring, cutting a tree down completely naked.
Ooh, dangly parts get in the way.
Yeah. The family jewels are... You don't want them to be that close to the chain wind.
No.
At least give me something to block hot oil or something.
Something.
How hard is it to put on a pair of pants? Really?
Maybe it's very liberating and powerful for a man to cut down a tree that way. Says the guy was 5'11", 210 pounds, and it was not the first time that he had been in his yard. And, you know, neighbors are saying, look, it's kind of become a joke, but there are kids getting off the bus. They can look over and see this. They say they know that the guy regularly swims naked and that sort of thing, but he's also been mowing his yard naked. He's 46 years old, and now he's finally been charged. So, brave, crazy, you tell me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories of the night, the ones that I thought were just, well, kind of the craziest. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Well, in that case, it gives us one more to do. In that case, we got to... We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh. Then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I think the bumper might give you an idea of the direction that we're going in, which is kind of a circle, actually. It's the dark 30 hour. We're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. And, hey, look, this is the hour when we talk about the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Turn off the radio if there are children around. If somebody could be easily offended, these are the news stories that you pretty much don't hear that much about in the rest of the mainstream media, but we give it to you on Saturday nights. SpeakingOfStrange.com has follow-up on some of these if you want to look and verify them for yourself. Three last stories of the night. One comes to us from Montana. In Montana, some workers at the courthouse got an unpleasant surprise. They made a pot of coffee, which they said tasted, quote, really bad, end quote. They noticed a very strong smell of urine and found that someone apparently had, urinated into the can of coffee grounds. And this is after they've been drinking it. So they cleaned this pot out with soap, vinegar, and water. The next Monday, a worker made another pot of coffee and discovered this time somebody had smeared clumps of number two in the machine. They also found it in other places, including a styrofoam cup in a closet across the hall. The cup has been sent to the state crime lab for fingerprint analysis. The people who drink from this are being tested for hepatitis and a variety of other things. And they're not sure if this is human or animal, but somebody has done something really nasty there in Montana. Story number two comes to us from Liberty Island, New York. New York, that's where the Statue of Liberty stands so grandly, overlooking the water. And all of us should feel inspired when we see the Statue of Liberty, but this particular story from The Sun has documented a 27-year-old woman, a shop worker, who said that she flew to New York because she felt very attracted to the Statue of Liberty. And once she got there and touched us, she said, listen, let me rephrase that, touched it. She said, quote, it was like lightning between us. It was sexually and emotionally fulfilling. And something happened to her that happens sometimes to women when they feel this way. It turns out she has this rare condition called objectum sexuality, which makes her fall for inanimate objects. And she now is so fixated on the Statue of Liberty, she calls her Libby. She sings to the statue, blows it kisses, rubs its base, and says that she feels that the Statue of Liberty is reciprocating in every way. And that nothing else matters when she's there. It's like that. You know, her feelings are being made complete deep within her, and that She says that this is not like being straight or gay or anything. It's just an absolute overwhelming passion for Libby, and Libby feels the same way. You ever heard of that before?
I have heard of this condition, yes.
Really?
Yes.
I know that there is a certain connection between inanimate objects and people feeling a certain way, but never on this scale have I come across such a thing. The last story that I'll share with you tonight is from China, and the exotic land of China. And this is about a 41-year-old man, and he lives in a village near Wingling City, wherever that is. Said he was asleep, and in the middle of the night, thieves burst into his room, put a bag over his head, and then he said, quote, "They pulled my trousers down, and then they ran off." He then went on to say, "I was so shocked, I didn't feel a thing. Then I looked down and I saw they had stolen something." Guess what they stole?
Not that.
Yeah. They sliced it right off. Didn't even feel it happen. They stole his manhood. Thieves did. Police believe the attackers were jealous lovers of several local women that this guy may have been having affairs with. He says, no, that's not true, but that's the belief. Emergency workers and police have searched all over. They've not been able to find the missing piece. These phallus thieves are nowhere to be found. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. If you dare, you are commanded.
I like